We are talking music hot topics, and my guest is a hot topic. This is BHL's Next.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, guys? I got Mike River in studio.
What's going on?
It's BHL's Next. We back at it on a Sunday. And yeah.
It is Sunday.
It is
Happy Sunday.
You're working so hard, you don't even know what day it is. You know,
I'm trying to get like you over at BHL.
BHL. You know? Well, you are like me. You're here.
Come on now.
Because, guys, in a minute, Mike is going to dive in here with me as we get into these hot topics.
Yes.
But let's talk about you. Before we get to the news,
okay,
we got to talk about you.
What's up?
Because you are newsworthy, my friend. Okay.
Thank you.
So let's get into a lot of people. They've been fans of this group.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm talking about Mindless Behavior. So if you guys are just now getting to know Mike River, he's been a part of one of the biggest boy bands, I want to say, that ended, I want to say, this century. I feel like boy bands, black boy bands, they're not as popular anymore. So you are kind of an end of an era.
I think boy bands, period, especially nowadays.
That's true.
There's actually a lot of boy bands, you know?
I guess the K-pop boy bands are banging.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, for sure. They don't, you know, they don't have to stress.
We pass the torch on to a different culture,
right? Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, we let them have it. For sure, yeah. But I appreciate the introduction. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
How old were you when you were...
I was 16.
16?
16, 17, 18. I remember when I turned 18, I was like, oh, I'm grown. Like, yeah, you know. So then we started recording. Like, we recorded our last album. I want to say I was, like, about to turn 18. I don't know if you heard the album. If you haven't, you should just go reminisce for 2 seconds. It's we were trying to be, like, more grown, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Are like when Chris Brown became sexy, you know, when Chris Brown just turned his whole entire vibe?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we were trying to do, you know. So, shout out to the boys. Love y'all, you know. Proud of y'all. Not really. Anyway, no, I'm just playing. that was a cool experience.
And what did you learn from being with Mindless Behavior?
I learned a lot. I learned I learned a lot of stuff not to do, you know. But just kind of how to handle myself on a professional level, you know what I mean? Because I've been doing music my whole life, so that was just a different type of platform for me, you know. We had fans. We were on tour, like, all the time.
Yeah, speaking of the fans, how did they react? Because, you know, like I said, you are end of... the big boy band era, so those fans are insanely loyal and crazy sometimes.
Yeah, super, super, super.
So what was that like?
So in the beginning, it was a little bit of confusion, you know, because I joined after, you know. So I'm not gonna lie, like in the beginning, it was crazy, but it was crazy in a good way and a bad way. Like when I first joined, I remember like my Instagram had like 4,000 followers, and then I like woke up and the next day I had like 17K or something.
You're kidding?
Yeah, like my engagement was crazy. So I was like, oh, snap, this is crazy. Then I started to read some of the comments. And I was like, oh, snap, this is crazy. But it was some good and some bad, you know. But with any change, like, it's going to be that. You know what I mean?
Because some people don't like change.
Yeah, some people don't. But once they heard the music, then once they came and saw us live, then it was like, okay. Yeah, like, you cool. You know what I mean? But I can't, like, knock anything or anybody for that because it was like, nobody knew who I was. I came out of nowhere. Like, and on top of that, like, they were dealing with a lot of different stuff. Like, they had been talking about new member, new album. You know, we dealt with a lot of flack from our fans because of our team. And I'm glad I'm able to talk about this now because a lot of people don't understand, like, what really goes into, you know, putting out an album, putting out a project, especially at that level of stuff. And especially when you're dealing with, you know, turmoil. You get what I'm saying? So in our situation, we were like, we had a project release and then we lost a member, and then we had to get another project, or not released but ready. We lost a member and then we had to get a whole nother project, then we had to switch labels. And so in our fans' eyes, we just kept letting them down.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Like, well, you said it was going to be ready
September
this week.
22nd. It's September 22nd. Like, they don't care. They just want it. They just want the project. So then it was like, all right, cool. And then I wasn't even supposed to be announced. Which is what even threw things off. Like, I joined the group, and, like, we get to LAX, and TMZ's there, and, like, it's like, boom. front page of TMZ, new member, this, this, and that. So then fans are like, oh. So then we're like, okay, we have to announce it tomorrow, you know? So that kind of put a rush on things, too. That whole process was crazy, but I just felt like we kept letting people down. Like, in the beginning, no, seriously, like, in the beginning of that process, I was like, dang. Like,
but it's a lot. Like, I always try to kind of talk about the behind the scenes of music.
Because a lot of people
many different entities when it comes to the label, and then when it comes to management, and just everything working as a whole to be cohesive is kind of hard, especially like I said, when you're doing, or what you're saying is getting new members and getting a new project ready.
Exactly. But I think we were trained like to a T on like a lot of stuff, so I think I took a lot of what I am now is because of Mindless.
That's funny, because that's exactly what your member Princeton Perez, when he was on the show, was saying too, that it was a different type of, I guess, growing up.
Yeah.
Especially you guys are young boys turning into men, knowing how to be professional.
Right. And I think that helped a lot too. Because
for you guys to be young, y'all very grown up here. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Yeah.
Not very immature at all.
Right. So, and like, you know, we
have our moments. It's impressive.
Thank you so much. Yeah. But I think it's a lot of just like the people that you keep around you as well, because
definitely
I know a lot of people my age that do music that don't necessarily think the way that like I might think, or that some of the other people that you might, you know, appreciate think, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's just about having a solid crew of people around you. Shout out to my manager sitting in the audience right now. He don't want to be shown.
He don't want
to
be shown, but
if I had the button, I would just press it, because
but he looks great.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
But yeah, no, that's definitely what it's all about. You know what I mean? You got to keep a solid crew of people around you, because if not, this industry is so easy to get like sucked into, especially at a young age, you know, when you have so much exposure to stuff. And here in LA, Hollywood, or whatever, like, it's just different, you know? Like, people grow up so fast, and there's just so much going on, so.
And you're grounded.
I
try all that.
To be. Thank you. Yeah. For sure.
That's cool.
My parents are crazy, too, so.
So, yeah, look.
Yeah, my mama
So you could be
play.
Acting too wild.
Nah, yeah. My mama done.
Mama gonna check
Hello?
You.
Where you at? I'm in the studio. FaceTime me. You ain't
Let
no
me
studio.
See what
right.
the studio look like.
right.
That's awesome. So let's get into you. You have this project that we're anticipating. So ladies and gentlemen, while you're anticipating the weekend coming up and Friday, we're about to get a gift.
Yes.
Because Mike, you got this new single, Close.
Yes, Close. That's dropping September
27th. Yes.
I'm excited about it.
I'm excited for you.
It's my second single. And there's been a lot of preparation to go into this song. I've been here. I've been running like a chicken was. Oh, snap. That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't see that happening.
Yeah, we got Close.
Nice.
We got the. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, go to Mike Rivers' Instagram so you guys can see.
Yeah, please.
This promo for Close.
Yes, Mike Rivers, official.
What does it take, or how do you know when something's a single? I always wondered that as an artist. How do you know that, oh, this is the one? What's the feeling that you get?
It's confusing, because with every song that I make, for like a split second, I feel like it's the one. Seriously. So like, I leave the studio, I'm like, yo, this is it. And then it's like, all right, you got to have a real conversation with your manager. You had a real conversation with your team. And it's like, this might not be the one, you know? But it's really about what makes sense in terms of where you're going, like, marketing wise. You know what I mean? Like, for my first single, Chance, it was an acoustic record.
I know. I was like, going to talk about that, too. Yeah, I love Chance.
Thank you so much.
It's so R&B as far as like production. I feel like the strings, the piano.
Yeah, I feel like that was a good way for me to just show people where I'm headed. You know what I mean? Like, because now it's like, you can always go back to what I released first and see like, yo, this is, like, that's the type of artist I am. You know, I haven't done a show yet where I haven't played guitar and sang. Mm-hmm. And before I was just like dancing and lights and, you know, and that's cool, because that's the period that I was in my life. Now, I just really want to, you know, be a musician / artist / songwriter, you know what I mean? And that's really where I fit, you know what I mean? So for me, that's what it's all about. With this next single, this was more of like a dance record, you know?
Oh, so this is different. This is different.
I actually had a meeting with Triller the other day. You know, the app Triller.
Yeah.
And, like, it's that type of record where you can throw it on the app and you can get excited about it, make some videos. You got to make a Triller to it.
Yeah, then I'll make one.
Yo, are you serious?
I've been wanting to get the app into it, but I've been kind of shy. Cause I'm like, I don't really know. What am
I
doing?
We're in the home of places. You know, where people be like, I'm supporting.
No, I'm going to do it. I got to do it. Then Friday, I'm going to do it. That's how I'm going to promote the song.
Seriously, I actually made one yesterday. I made one because he showed me a little trick how to do it. It's not out yet, but I love him, you know.
What?
Yeah, it's cool. So I'll show you when
When we get off, show me how to do this.
It's cool. I learned some tricks. He taught me some tricks that I didn't know.
Friday, y'all better see me on my Instagram this Triller app, okay?
Let's go. Yeah. But to answer your question, because I just went all over the place, which was, well, I think everything I said was important, though.
Yes.
But to answer your question, I think... it's not just about, like, what I think is the single all the time, because I'm so attached to every song that I make, you know? I made a song yesterday, 2 days ago, and I want to put it out today, you know? But it's just, like, you got to have a conversation with the people around you, which goes back to the first point that I made about having just a strong team of people and kind of just talking to them. And obviously, like, I feel like I'm the captain of my ship, you know? So I do, like, have the end, like, say-so, but it's just, like... I trust the people around me enough to be like, hey, what do you truly think about this? Because I know they're going to tell me the truth, and it's not going to be about what's best for anybody but me, you know? So at the end of the day, it just goes back to my team and, you know, like, for example, we released a record. I'm putting out a project. So does this record make sense with the other records that way? You know what I mean? So there's kind of a lot that goes into it.
That's exciting. So then once you get back and see the feedback from your fans, how they respond to Close, we're definitely going to get a visual, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. We're going to get a visual as soon as I get back to ATL. I just moved to ATL, by the way.
What?
I was living out here for like 8 years. Got new management, moved to ATL. And
what's that
that's
like?
Home. It's, the transition is cool. I like
what
ATL.
What is it like as far as, I guess, the difference from making music in L.A. than out there?
I think it's just, so the difference just as a whole, let me go into the industry, right? Because in L.A., it's very, like, there's a lot of, like, smoke and mirrors and stuff. I love L.A. L.A. is my favorite place in the whole world. But I've met some of the most talented people in my whole life in Atlanta, you know? And I think that to get in the room in Atlanta, you got to be dope. You know, it's not about anything else but how dope you are, which makes me, like, step up my game a little bit. Whereas here in L.A., it's like, how many followers do you have? You know, how many people can you, you know, how, you know, like, there could be someone with 300,000 followers and they're not dope, but they have followers and they're verified. So it's
but
like,
Atlanta just, like,
no,
really.
We're going to figure it out. Yeah, we're going to make it happen for them, you know?
Yeah.
But Atlanta.
Raw talent is what's getting you.
It's crazy. You hear artists and you're like, wait. What's your Instagram? You go to their Instagram and it's like they got 300 followers.
But they can play the guitar, like
engineers, musicians, like everything.
Exactly,
just,
I know.
It's dope. And everybody just, it's very like, it's a home vibe. Like if someone says like, yo, let's work, they really mean like, let's work, you know?
Or you could do the LA, like, I would love to work with you.
Yeah, let's meet at Starbucks tomorrow. No, but seriously, like I know a guy named 2Tracks. Shout out to 2Tracks, man. Shout out to Stock. Shout out to Davion. That's been like a solid crew of people that I've been working with in terms of music in LA, and like I met them and like for example like a 2Tracks, like I told him, I'm like, yo, I want you to engineer my sessions. He's like, yeah, call me whenever you want me to engineer. I'm like, okay, cool, you know, and to engineer is not an easy thing. Every time I call him, he's there before I'm there. Every time I call, unless he's out of town, I need him to mix a record, he's like, yep, cool, let me, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
this is just a different hustle, you know? So I like it. I do a lot, you know, and then I get to come to LA and move.
How
the way
often
that
do you come to LA?
I come to LA a lot.
Okay.
I'm pretty much bi-coastal.
Okay, check you out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Black Hollywood Live.
Black Hollywood Live. Mike Griffin, the ATL.
Yeah,
making it do what it do.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right, so look. Black Sheep.
Black Sheep.
EP.
Yes, ma'am.
November.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
But look.
we haven't locked down a date, but before the year is over. That's what I've been saying.
Okay, before the year's over, hit 2020.
I don't want to get in that cycle of letting people down like we talked about earlier. But it's coming. It's coming. And I'm excited about this project, you know, because it's my first, like, body of work as a solo artist. This is my first. All of this stuff that's
I know
happening.
That has to be nerve-wracking, though, too, and maybe an indecisive process of picking out.
Oh, for sure. For sure. That.
The songs you want.
Yeah, but shout out to Chris. I want to make sure that along my way that I'm always, you know, showing love to the people that help me, because a lot of artists don't do that, and I think that a lot of the reason that anywhere is, anybody is anywhere is the people around them, like I keep saying, you know. So shout out to everybody, man, because, you know, this is a really big deal for me, especially everything that I'm doing right now. This interview, my songs, my videos, everything, this is all first as a solo artist. Even before Mindless, I was in another group called Remix, you get what I'm saying? So it's like, now it's like, all right, I'm doing things like the way that I want to do them, and I love everybody that's involved in this. It's all like, everything like made out of love, like seriously, you know. The whole process is just super genuine. There's no, you know,
egos.
No, none of that. None of that.
That's cool. Okay, so what's the sound like? Have you decided? Can you let us know what the sound's gonna be like? What are we expecting? Because you said that the single about to hear on Friday is different than Chance. So what is Black Sheep, the EP? What's the sound? What are we going for?
It's a mixture of a bunch of different stuff, you know. But it's all, because it's really hard to put my finger on what my sound is. You know what I'm saying? I'm a young artist. I'm a new artist. I'm always gonna be figuring that out. But I play guitar. I play drums. I play bass. I play keys a little bit. So it's like whatever the vibe of what I'm creating with, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's what the song is going to be. It could be a country song with a guitar, or it could be a rockish type alternative song, or it could be some real R&B on the keys, you know? I think Black Sheep is real. Man, I don't just... It's coming out.
Why the name Black Sheep? You feel as though that's how you've been in this industry?
What do you think about when you hear Black Sheep?
I think of someone who has this individualism about them.
Boom. That's literally it. It's just an individual thinker. Mm. Somebody that thinks for themselves. Somebody that has their own grasp of themselves, you know?
To the point where they don't care about
they
what the sound
care.
Is
we
now.
We live in a
this
time
the
today where it's like
you
can see something on social media and like just run with it. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I have conversations with people and I'm like, dang, you don't even really believe what you're saying if we really like break it down. Like, no, seriously. It gets so like the people around me are solid though.
Yeah, because I hear what you're saying. There's so much outside noise.
Yeah.
And it's so like, easy, like you said, like, to get caught up in that.
You could hear something on social media and then run and be like, yo, did you know that this happened today? And you're like, really? And I might have just read about what happened, and they're saying everything opposite of what I just read because they saw it on social media, but we're talking about the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, actually, you missed like four key points about why that happened the way it happened. You know what I mean? Let's take these, we don't have to get into this, but just let's take these like shootings, for example, you know, like with police and stuff like that. Like, that stuff is crazy. That stuff is real crazy. But there's always like details missing out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Until you go in and you do the research, or you just even pay a little more
like
attention.
Like, a lot of people are not really doing, like, a lot of people are kind of, I would say,
sensitive to the
or just flash over something that they just read real quick instead of really sitting down figuring out.
And that's
the
just
details.
My generation.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
Which is, that's what I said. It's very impressive that you have such this strong understanding of the importance of having strong people around you, like-minded individuals around you, because you grew up in an era of the social media peak.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And a lot of these kids now on social media are,
man,
it's
social
a lot.
Media.
It's not meant for everybody,
it's
you
not,
know.
But it's, and then it's just, it gives people a false sense of self.
Yes.
I think that's the biggest thing that social media does, because it allows people to just be whatever they want, and that's not what life is. You know what I mean? Like, if I want to be an attorney, I need to go to school and I need to put in those hours and I got to be an attorney. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I
want to
be a doctor, I got to do the same thing. But if you want to be an artist, or if you want to be anything, you can just wake up and just, I'm an artist now.
What
I got
can
followers.
I do to get, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, that's the most like disrespectful thing to me, you know? It's like, I was having a conversation with someone early. He's really dope. He was like, man, like you can really dance. Like, why don't you like, you know, say that you dance? And I'm like, because I'm not a dancer. And I hate when people tell me that they do something that they don't do. Like, I really don't like it. When someone's like, yeah, I'm an artist. And I'm like, are you?
Since when? Well,
yeah. And I love anything dope. I love all things dope. You get what I'm saying? I respect it. Even if it's not the best, like, I'm like, I could see where you were going. That doesn't have to be mixed or mastered, but just like, if I can see that you, like, you might just slightly know what you're doing, it's like, yo, I might even want to help you or whatever. That's different, you know? But there are people that just have success in something, and then they're like, all right, I'm automatically going to do this. You know what I mean? I'm automatically going to jump into that, which is like, no, why don't you do what you are born to do. Do what you're good at. And then just low-key start building yourself up in that other area that you want to be good at as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's the way to go.
And I know you really feel like this because you're a musician and you're now in this era where everybody is just...
Everybody is... It's almost like if it's dope, then it's whack.
I was just having this conversation about that with somebody. I was saying that I guess we're falling into this era of music now that... To me, like, if it's for everybody, I really don't rock with it. As much as wanting to find a niche, like, audience or person that I want to be loyal to, you know? It's different. Once it's on the radio, once all of us know it, my grandma know it, my mama know it, I don't really know if I'm really rocking with it like that.
Exactly. And there's so many talented artists I talk about all the time. Like, we just don't really see it. You know? Like, the things that are pushed to the forefront are the things that... You know, I don't know who wants us to see it, but they want us to see it. You get what I'm saying? And it's like, you got the Anderson .Paak. I don't even know who that is. We got the Curves. We got the Masego. Mm-hmm. And they are killing it. And they're killing it. But there's so many people in this world that have no idea who they are.
I was just talking about that today. I was on, you know, she's getting big now, but I was on, like, Summer Walker's, like, Instagram. Oh,
okay, shout out to Stocks. He played, my guy that I was talking about earlier, he played the bass for Summer Walker.
And I was saying, even though I know that she's popular, like, I know right now that my mama really don't know. So I'm like, she's safe.
and it's crazy. That just goes to show you how big the world is, you know? Because there are so many people with, let's say, 5 million followers, and a lot of people don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And how is that possible?
Right?
You get what I'm saying? How is that possible? I feel like in the beginning of social media, if someone had 1 million followers, like, everybody knew who that person was. Mm-hmm. Because, you know? But, like, now it's just, like, it's just, I don't know, it's crazy. Super crazy.
Well, hey, we just gotta keep good music flowing.
Yeah, we do.
In the midst of all this craziness.
Black Sheep.
All right.
2019.
Don't go into 2020 without hearing it.
Please don't. Okay. Please don't. I'm trying to heal the world with my music.
And that's what I was saying too. That music definitely should be more of the feeling that you get. Like, when I have a favorite song, it's because I'm thinking about the words that are even like I said, instrumentation of the song, like the melody. Right. I think that's why sometimes I feel like I'm such an old soul, because the old school songs had such a melody before they even started singing the song, you know?
Right.
And that's like, sometimes the things that hook you.
Right. Now the track hooks you. Yeah. You know?
Or the chorus or something catchy.
For sure. For sure.
And I don't want that all the time.
You know, this is a great conversation. This is great. I'm like, when
I'm
this
glad.
Is going.
I'm glad. So, look, I said that you're going to be my co-host now.
Oh, yeah.
You were the guest, but now you're my co-host. Because we're going to talk about these hot topics.
Okay.
So, guys, you know, like I said, real music. I'm an old soul. So, Celine Dion is one of my favorite artists.
Okay. Okay.
Of all time.
We could talk about Celine.
Okay, talk about Celine. Well, I don't know if you know, but in 2017, Drake had said that he wanted to get Celine Dion's face tattooed on his inner rib cage.
Right. That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
so she recently did an interview where she was asked about it, and she was saying, "No, Drake, please
don't do it."
And you know, Drake has a lot of tattoos. He has like Aaliyah.
Yeah.
I think somebody told me that he has, I want to say, like Steph Curry's jersey number.
That's a little strange. Right. Because I'm not gonna lie, because like,
I thought that was a little strange.
Maybe the Raptors.
Yeah. No, it's Steph Curry, and then I think somebody in the comments probably will help me out. It's like another basketball player.
Yeah, that's a little strange.
Especially because they're still...
It's not like Michael Jordan. Yeah.
Right. They're in the same era.
Yeah.
So it's...
That's like me getting like Princeton's like album tatted on my back. Like, yeah, I feel you.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
But she's saying it too. She was joking, of course, but she was saying that don't get the tattoo because I already have a long face. Over time,
Lord.
Your skin stretches. I don't know if my face on the inner of your rib cage is going to look the same.
That's
if it's even going to be recognizable.
That's funny.
But yeah, she's pleading with Drake, don't do it. She said, if you want to have lunch with me, dinner, whatever, I'll do that. But just please, not the tattoo.
She said that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She
yeah,
love you.
She
like, we can, yeah, she was like, we can look. That there was a picture right now of Celine bowing down, or Drake bowing down to Celine.
That's what's up.
Yeah, he loves her. I love her too.
Can you see all of this, like in the?
Yeah, on YouTube. Yes, oh, all the YouTube watchers can see all this.
So when
y'all
scroll through my Instagram,
exactly.
That was a
That's what I'm talking about. You're here.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're here. Thank you.
Yes, we are here.
Yeah, so.
Co-host, what's the next topic?
All right, yeah.
I feel like we destroyed that one.
We did. But before we go on to the next one, though, anybody who you are obsessed with in that way that you think that you would get them tattooed, or at least have a big obsession like that?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think so. Not like where I would get tatted, but I love people. Like, no, seriously, like, there are some people that I really love.
Who are some artists that you really
love? Okay. Yeah. Artists, well, okay, let me just rephrase it, because, like, you know, bro, like, I really appreciate you if you're a guy. Anderson .Paak.
You love Anderson .Paak,
dude.
Huh? No, he's talented.
I've said it in every interview. He's going to see it, and he's going to take me on tour.
Well, let's put this out in the universe then.
Yeah, I'm trying to go on tour, bro. Seriously, I love what he's doing. Like, I don't think anyone's doing it the way he's doing it right now. Because I think he...
I feel like your inner drummer, huh?
No, he's super tight. And, I think when you hear other people's music, it's like... How do I put this? Like, I hear tracks. It's not even just his voice. I hear songs, production.
No, production.
And I'm like... Yo, this is Anderson .Paak. And you cannot do that with a lot of people.
No,
you
know what
I
mean? Even some of the biggest artists. I think that's a gift to do that, to have such a distinctive sound.
This song can only go, like, this track can only be good for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's when you're making them, like, you're a true mark. And even, like, Michael Jackson, like, you wouldn't hear a track and be like, oh, this is for Michael Jackson. Unless it was like, like, specifically. But, like, I hear Anderson .Paak. I don't know. I could go on there about Anderson. So, listen. Anderson, who else? I like her. I'm gonna keep it real. I didn't really even know her until I saw her live at opening for Chris Brown. Yeah, that was crazy. And she was dope.
And these artists are like playing the instruments you know how to play.
Exactly. I saw her, I was like, man, you're killing it.
I like how she marketed herself. She's so
She was like undercover. She was like, she would do a photo shoot like this.
She put the microphone like this. Covering his face.
You'd be like, I see you. I know that's you. Nah, she's dumb. No. I think it was really smart. I think it was really smart. She got the clear guitar. Have you seen it?
No.
Yeah, she has a guitar and it's like see-through. It's like clear. That's super tight.
And she plays a lot of instruments too.
Yeah, she's dope. She's young too. She's like 19.
I always said that I seen her on Maury. I think it was either because I was on summer vacation or I was homesick. So I always used to watch Maury. And one time she was on there. He had like child stars on the show. Mm-hmm. And she was, I want to say, like 5 years old at the time.
That's crazy.
And she was on there with her mom and dad playing her guitar, playing a drum, doing it all.
Shout out to you, Maury.
Shout out to Maury Povich. You discovered a star.
Right.
Look at her now.
I got a project coming out, Maury. It's called Black Sheep. We can submit this, right? Okay, cool.
Go ahead.
Do we need to like change the lighting or
No, we good. Right. We good.
How you doing, Maury? I'm 21 years old.
River.
Right. Does it need to be like a sob story? Because that helps like a lot of the times.
Right.
You know, it's like, my manager beat me, Maury. And I'm really...
I really think that you should give me a chance to talk about this story on your platform.
On your platform. And then I get there and I'm like, boom! Lights! He's like, whoa! Yeah, no. But I can't think of anybody else I'm obsessed with. I mean, I'm not obsessed with Anderson. That's not what I'm saying. But like, I can't think of anybody else I'm a super fan of. But like, I'm a super fan of Anderson. For real.
How'd you like Oxnard?
I like everything he puts out.
You do?
I like Oxnard. I like Malibu. What was the one before that?
Venice.
I like Venice. Like, yo, everything's
dope.
No,
I like him too.
Everything's dope.
He's dope.
And then even if I don't like it in the very beginning, it grows on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying I was in Portland, I think, last year.
Okay.
And I was in some pho restaurant in Portland and Anderson .Paak came on. I was like, dang.
Right.
You
That's
know?
That's what's up.
You could, but you know it when you hear it.
That's crazy. Yeah, you know his voice too.
You know, like I said, to have that distinctive sound is a gift.
Right. I feel like I might hear him talk and know that it's him talking. Yeah. don't do that. Don't do that. That's not cool.
It's okay.
Nah, she's trying to make it something that's not, though. You know? Because it's not. It's really just like, I appreciate his work.
Yes, of course. Look, on to
next
our next segment. This is a game of next or nah. So I'm going to bring up some topics, and you tell me whether this is like next, like, or not.
Okay, so
we're going to start with this one then. Beyonce has made her way into the London Madame Tussauds wax figure museum.
Oh wow, yeah.
That's cool. They select her, they put her right there. There she is in her Balmain get up that she performed Beachella, you know, when she was there performing at Coachella. It looks really real. Looks actually really great as a Beyonce fan, lover, not stalker, but you know, very obsessed. This is somebody I guess I would be obsessed with.
Obsessed with, okay.
Wouldn't necessarily get her tattooed. But you know,
I'm gonna say this is like
I'm messing with it. She's aligned, like I said. They put her right in the royal section, so she's there with Meghan Markle, Prince Harry.
Right. This is an interesting group of people together. I will say.
Right. The royals and Beyonce. She's a royal. She's a royal. You know, in my life.
Okay.
Personally.
Yeah. No. This is a next.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. This will be a next.
I like it, and I like everything about it. The aesthetic looks good. Them thighs look.
I mean, real.
Them thighs look real. Yeah,
they did the thing on the thighs. I'm not gonna lie. I'm getting like barbecue sauce on the side or something like that. Like,
she's like a real thing. Like, okay.
For real. Yeah, that's tight.
That's cool. So, all right, we're rocking with it. Let's see if we get to that next photo. Okay, look. So, J-Lo was out in Milan, Fashion Week out there at this Versace fashion show. She closed out the fashion show in her iconic dress that she wore to the Grammys back in 2000, where she was, I want to say, like 30, 31 years old. Now, J-Lo is 50. They recreated this iconic look.
So they recreated the dress.
Yes.
I was about to say, like, J-Lo, is that the same dress?
Yeah, they recreated it. It's like a new, fresh little spin on what she wore back in the 2000s.
Okay.
It's the throwback.
Okay, wait, real quick, just on J-Lo. I just saw her in Hustlers.
Oh, yeah, how was that movie? I wanted to see it.
It was good. Like, we on here. You want to understand
okay,
about
yeah,
something?
No, okay, yeah.
No, it was all great. Right. I love you, J-Lo. It was amazing. She looked great the whole time.
Yeah. J-Lo is more so for my romantic comedies.
No, but no. J-Lo did
her
thing.
She killed. Nah, Enough is like my thing.
Nah, she's a great actress.
Yes,
like,
I love her.
It honestly surprises me sometimes. I'm like, dang, you crying and stuff.
She a fellow Leo, so how's that, J-Lo?
Yeah, on that in particular, for me, I'm not going to really next it because it's like, yeah. I mean,
what do you think?
I think she's great. Yeah, she looks great.
She looks good?
Yeah.
All right. We're rocking with you, J-Lo.
We're rocking with you, J-Lo.
I love J-Lo.
With the hair slicked back,
okay.
You know.
And
she
then
had
last,
the do-rag on.
She... At night?
Yeah, she had the do-rag on. We know your tricks, J-Lo. Don't be trying to... Come on now.
Toothbrush for the baby hairs.
Right.
Let's see. And we did have one last picture. I don't know if we ought to... Yeah, we do. Okay, cool. So, DaBaby.
I do like DaBaby.
I love DaBaby.
DaBaby's hard.
I think people think that DaBaby is so mainstream. Like, he doesn't... Because he's so... You know when people are so mainstream, sometimes they don't think, like, are you really talented or is it because we're listening to you so much?
DaBaby is one of the most talented rappers.
He is so talented.
Oh, yeah.
Freestyle, everything. You guys haven't heard DaBaby really spit.
DaBaby just got to be careful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, let's get into him being careful right now. So he was at a show. A fan tried to take his chain. And so what did he do? Doing it DaBaby way. Punch him in the face.
Wow. I mean, that's okay. That's a next for sure. You know? But it's just like, why? You hear about these people's reputation and you're like, oh, let me take his chain. You know, like, what? That's crazy. So, no, I think he kind of deserved that.
The man who tried to take the chain?
Most definitely.
Have you had a fan ever do something crazy
Never,
to
but you?
You
gotta understand. Well, crazy, yeah, but like, our fans are little girls, you know? So, like, nobody tried to steal my chain.
No. Don't try to downplay the little girl fan base. I went to a B2K concert back when I was young, and they had to go on the mic several times, like, please back up. You guys are squishing the young children in the front.
Yeah. But
I'm crying because I'm upstairs.
But I'm saying, like, in terms of trying to, like, hurt or steal something from me, like, that's never happened. Like, dang, I thought you loved me. Like, what? Nah, it's just more like,
What are the girl craze fans of like the boy groups? What do they do?
We had, oh man.
I know they're crazy. I watched it. I've seen it.
I've seen
fans. Justin Bieber fans, like when he was young, like baby Justin Bieber.
We've had like fans like run after the car for like a while.
How long?
Well, okay, so I think we were in Chicago, was this or no, I think this was Detroit. So we had this like crazy like police escort, right? Because yeah. It got so crazy. We went to like Applebee's to eat. They had to like sit with us while we're eating. Fans were at the windows going crazy. Excuse me. So we're like, you know what? Like, it was cool. We're going to leave. We left. These fans were, like, behind our cars for, like, forever. Because we weren't really moving that much because it was, like, a lot of traffic. So probably for, like, I don't know, 35 minutes. And that's a long time.
That's a long time to be following somebody.
Especially for me. Like, I hate walking. So I was looking back like, dang, like, they are committed right now. Like, you know. What else?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think every fan interaction that we had was just really, really crazy. You know what I mean? Because I just couldn't imagine. I would try to always put myself in their shoes. Like, would I do this?
I don't
for somebody?
Know. That's why I think it's weird. Yeah. Because like, I don't get starstruck. I might inside, but I won't go that crazy.
We used to have, like, I used to get laminated, like, love notes from people in the mail.
Not laminated.
Like, laminated. Like,
not
I'm like,
laminated.
Dang. Or, for example, like, if I needed something, I got in the habit of shouting, I'm sorry, guys. Like, don't hate me for this. But, like, there would be times where I would just, like, tweet stuff because they would always show up with it. Like, they would always, one time I lost a nose ring. I had my nose pierced. I lost it. And this is the first time I discovered I could do this. I tweeted and I was like, lost my nose ring. Hope my nose ring doesn't close or something. Man, I got the... Oh, you know what? It's sparkling water. I'm like, dang. So, yeah. And then I show up to the meet and greet. And there's like... I got like 7 packs of nose rings. And it's like 3 nose rings in each pack. I'm like, yo. I love Chick-fil-A. I'm not joking. Chick-fil-A gift cards. Like, I probably ate Chick-fil-A every day for like 2 weeks.
And now you're in Atlanta, so they're everywhere.
Oh my gosh. LA is not like that. I love Chick-fil-A. Shout out Chick-fil-A.
Well, they're closed today.
Man,
so.
I know. My Chick-fil-A thing is, it's become, like, my manager, he's like, okay, like, we can't eat Chick-fil-A today, bro. Like, he'll look at me like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm serious. What do you mean? Like, yeah, it's a problem.
I mess with the Chick-fil-A sauce. I don't eat meat anymore, but when I did, I ate Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh. Did you stop eating meat when... Wait, are you from LA?
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to get on you right now. It's okay. Cool. That's what's up.
I just, you know, I did it by accident. But the thing is, when you stop and try to go back, it's bad.
But that's why I think you shouldn't stop all the way.
Yeah, well, I messed up because I stopped all the way and I tried to go back. And when I went back, it was around Thanksgiving, of course.
Oh, Lord. Are you vegan or just vegetarian?
Vegetarian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, I guess I would say pescatarian because I eat fish. So I'm pescatarian.
So you're like halfway?
I'm halfway. I just don't mess with like chicken and steak, things that I love.
That's
like,
cool. Well, fish is good. You know, I've never had dairy in my life. Like
dairy?
Yeah, like I'm allergic to all dairy. So if I stopped eating meat, I would be vegan. That would be a problem.
What? Well, you know, Anderson .Paak, I think, is vegan.
I gotta go vegan. No, I'm just kidding. That's cool. I didn't know that. See, I'm not like that. Look. I don't know his favorite color and shit.
Oh, you don't?
I'm sorry.
Just kidding. I'm sorry.
Can I say that on here? Okay, cool. Yeah. I just don't know. My bad.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Mama. My mama watches. She's like, this boy cussing out.
But Mike, tell me about what we can look forward to seeing. I know we have the EP, but any performances or you know?
I'm doing Famous Birthdays. I don't know if you know what that is. Famous Birthdays.
No, what is Famous
Birthdays? They are it's a brand. I don't really know how to explain it, but it's really dope. And I'm performing there tomorrow. And I'm gonna put it up. So that's something I'm looking forward to. I'm finishing my project here. This is why I came initially. So look forward to Black Sheep. I'll be doing some shows here in Atlanta throughout the next couple of months. That's pretty much it, though, for
now. It's fall time. You do any, like, fall time activities? Are you going to dress up for Halloween?
No,
like,
no,
what's
I'm
the
not.
Deal? What?
I'm definitely not.
Why not?
I'm just like, you know.
That's not you? You seem like you would be a Halloween guy.
Yeah, I'm a little offended. I don't know what that means. Like, yeah, you seem up. You seem like you would dress up like other people. No, yeah, I mean, Halloween's cool. I like the Halloween spirit. Actually, no, I don't. That was a lie.
Look, you don't?
Yeah, nah.
What's your favorite time of the year?
Like Christmas.
Okay, so we got to get past all this.
Ooh.
Okay. What's your favorite Christmas song?
I don't have one, but it's probably by Mariah Carey.
Really?
If I had, yeah, because she got all the Christmas songs on lock.
Yeah, she got on lock.
Like, dang, she goes up a new tax bracket like every year during the Christmas time. She's
this
like,
is
yep.
True.
Yep.
Break it in.
Yeah, Nick, you messed that up.
Well, now you gotta come up with a Christmas song maybe like next year.
Maybe next year, yeah. Maybe next year. All I want
That's
for
your
Christmas.
Favorite time of.
Yeah, I like Christmas.
Year. You need
I
to
like,
have a Christmas little joint, even
I
if
like
it's like
summer
three,
too. Summer,
three tracks.
Summer's a bop.
Summer's a bop for me, too.
Yo, what?
What are you doing? Participating in Hot Boy Summer this last summer?
No, I don't get down with that. I actually just tweeted it. Today I was like, is there gonna be a Hot Girl Winter?
Hot Girl Winter.
Come on now, what is that about?
It'll be like it's called ice something.
I don't
winter.
Like I don't like
Ice when, Girl, Icy Girl Winter.
Yeah, no, I'm not supporting that. I'm gonna boycott it. Because we boycott everything these days. That's like it's a trend now.
Yeah.
It used to be something that was productive for our society. Now it's just like, yeah, let's just boycott.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be outside with my manager. We're gonna boycott Icy Girl Winter.
Icy Girl Winter is over.
It's not happening.
Well, Saweetie's trying to really put it on. She's trying to put that on for her fans.
Nah.
Because Megan did it with the Hot Girl Summer.
I just think they're acting crazy. Hot Girl Summer. I'm like, no. No, I got a little sister, okay? I got a big sister too. Like, that's not. I gotta think about my family. You know, my family is it's at stake here. I was talking to my little sister the other day. I was talking to my boys. I was like, "What you doing? I'm hanging out with the boy." I was like, "No, you're not."
Look,
this is weird.
So no Icy Girl Winter for nobody in Mike Rivers' family.
Nah, not in my family. Not anybody close to me either. Yeah, none of that. None of that. Now, I think Hot Boy Summer is weird, too, because it's like, are you calling yourself a hot boy? Like, what? Hot Boy Summer. what?
Mike, I'm so dumb with you guys.
What is that? I'm sorry. We got 34 seconds.
Look, Mike, this has been amazing.
It has. You're great.
It's
and your
great.
Eye makeup is, like, flourishing.
Oh, thank you. I knew I had to have you on. I was like, I got to do a little something spicy.
Yeah,
I got to come with a little maybe green pop.
Let's go.
Know?
You did your thing with that.
Thank you. Thank you. So, please let everybody where they can find you on social media so that they can keep up with you. And then they can have an eye on your Instagram for when you drop.
Yes. MikeRiverMusic.com. Go there first.
MikeRiverMusic.com.
Yeah, that's where everything is. My Instagram feed's on there. My Twitter's now on there. But I'm most active on Instagram and Twitter.
And Twitter, of course.
Yeah, so find me on Twitter. I've been tweeting every day.
He had his Twitter hacked. It's back in action. So go follow Twitter. Drop the handle again, Mike, for him one more time.
Mike River Music on Twitter.
Yes.
And Mike River Official on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm looking right at the camera because it's serious.
Yes.
Okay. It's a serious topic
Call
right
to
now.
Call to action right
yeah.
now.
Serious.
Okay.
Go follow it. I love you guys. Thank you so much
Thank
for having me.
Thank you for coming, guys. This has been Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. Follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online. And don't forget Mike Rivers' new single, Close, September 27th. Don't forget it. It's out.
Yes,
I'm about to make a thriller video to it, too.
We're going to see.
All right, Mike. Thank
all right.
you guys
Thank
so much.
You.
See you guys next week. Bye.
Peace.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.